Delaware Democrats appear poised to retain all 9 statewide offices on Election Day and perhaps improve their control of the state legislature. WHYY's Chris Barish reports some people wonder about the health of a one-party state.
Dr. Mike Katz is a former state senator who left the Democratic Party and is running for the U.S. Senate with the Independent Party. The anesthesiologist sees a state with a ruling party that doesn't often seek a second opinion and with a GOP on the verge of life support.
I don't think that single party control is healthy, and I do not believe that the Delaware GOP as a party at the state level does have the ability to break the single party stranglehold. I don't see that it does in the future either.
Katz wants to be the first minor party candidate in recent memory, if ever, to win a statewide race. But the favorite for outgoing Senator Tom Carper's seat is four-term Democratic U.S. Rep. Lisa Blunt Rochester. Newcomer Eric Hansen is a GOP candidate. Delaware State University Prof. Samuel Hoff doesn't see a Republican breaking the Dems' grip this season. But he does worry about the power imbalance, especially in Dover's legislative hall.
The quality of legislation is sometimes questioned when you don't have what I call a safety valve. The honorable opposition.
GOP Chair Julian Murray is hoping her party can buck recent history and says one-party rule stifles ideas.
That's a danger. You want to have different viewpoints on things, and the one-party rule has taken over so much that it's difficult to even get the moment at the microphone to say, hey, can we think about this from a different perspective?
Democratic Party leader Travis Williams counters that Democrats roll fairly and are in power because they dominate registration rolls and voters keep electing them. Election Day is November 5th. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.